the Game Changer Real Estate Podcast, where we help agents get their first five deals.
Hi, friends. This is Jennifer Henry. I am the host of the Game Changer Real Estate Podcast, the broker owner of Game Changer Realty in Jacksonville, Florida, and the owner and head coach at Game Changer Academy, where we help agents have all the training and coaching that they need to see their game change. We are currently in a 12-part series called The Game Rules. We are taking one episode and diving into each one of our game rules and really understanding what it means. I hope that you've gone back and heard game rule 1, 2, and 3 before I share with you game rule number 4 right now. Here we go. Game rule number 4 says, production solves everything. Now, this is probably my favorite. I love them all, but this one is definitely my favorite. It comes from a place of deep knowing and understanding. I take no credit for this one. My husband, Jeff Henry, wrote this one many, many, many years ago when he was getting into real estate and going through his own challenges. And he realized that doing the job of real estate, in other words, producing, getting up every day and putting one foot in front of the other and following your plan and making your contacts and talking to the people and building your business is production. It really solves everything that is a problem, a challenge, or pain in a career in real estate. So we really want to start by talking about the things that keep you up at night when you're a realtor. The things that keep you up are, am I going to make enough money? Because yes, you don't get a paycheck every 2 weeks, as we all know. And sometimes there's months in between paychecks. Sometimes it takes months to get a paycheck the first time and you've already spent thousands of dollars and thousands of hours. Yeah, that happens. There are problems like deals falling apart, customers firing you, ghosting you. There are other agents that are difficult to deal with. There are just a ton of scenarios and situations that can create angst and anxiety in this industry as a real estate agent. And it's really hard to have a real estate career, a successful real estate career. It is hard. Otherwise, every single person would be doing it. And I don't mean every person has a real estate license. I mean, has a successful career. Then there are things that happen in real estate outside of real estate. There are personal things in your life that can happen. Marital issues and challenges because of a career in real estate, because of the time commitment that it takes, or the lack of income, or the lack of consistent income. There's all personal kinds of personal growth challenges that you have to go through in leadership, and you have to get over your fears. You have to learn new skills. I mean, there's so many challenges we have to overcome. And when it comes to the challenges and the heartburn that real estate can cause in a person's life, I find that there are three reactions that agents have. Number one, agents could take a big giant bucket of water and throw it on the fire of their real estate career and say, peace out. They run up against a brick wall, they're out. I was that person once. I had problem after problem after problem. And finally, there was one that broke the camel's back and I was out. You can go back and hear that story in many, referencing it in many of my episodes in the past. You know, I poured water on it. I had a bad deal and I made a decision in a moment to shut down my real estate career many years ago. And I went inactive for 2 years. So that's what I did. I was like, I'm out. Now, if you're a quick knee-jerk reaction type person and you're like, this is not good, this doesn't feel good to me, I'm out, then you may be that person that just wants to take the campfire that you built and just pour a big bucket of water on it. Just nuke it. We're done. We're out. Okay. That could be you. Then there are those people that are like, you know what? They know game rule number 4, production solves everything. I can fix this by going and doing my job more. It's counterintuitive, all right? when things aren't going right in your real estate career, our reaction is to slow down and be like, well, maybe I'm doing it wrong, or maybe I'm not doing it right, or maybe I'm not meant for this. But no, there are some people that get this game rule and say, let me go do it better and more. All right, that is the game rule. We're coming back to that one. This is obviously the direction we want you to take, as evidenced by the game rule. This is the direction we're pointing you in, okay? However, there is this third camp. Oh, and by the way, and number two, the one I told you about just now, the production solves everything people. Basically, if we're looking at a campfire, these are people who are putting wood and kindling on the fire. These are people who want to stoke the fire. They're getting wood and they're getting leaves and they're getting sticks and they're piling it on top of that fire so they can build that fire bigger. Okay. Then there's your third camp. Then there's your people where I think most people land. And that is the camp of hesitation. These are the people who slow down. They don't quit. They keep their title. They keep telling themselves they're a realtor. They keep telling themselves they have a job. They keep telling themselves they're going to do this. But they do nothing. They take no action. They take inaction. They slow down. They hesitate. They retract. They resist. They slowly die. And this, in the reference to the campfires, is your smoldering campfire. It's the one you can't really tell is burning, but if you kick it, there might be some embers that fly off of it. There might be a little smoke that comes out, but it's on its way out. And it's miserable, and it's dying, and there's nothing breathing life into it. And I find that a lot of people, when they get discouraged or defeated in this business, retreat to that smoldering fire. They don't want to give all the way up, but they're certainly not putting more wood on the fire and kindling on the fire. They are just smoldering. They're hesitating. They're retreating. They're sleeping in more. They're not showing up to trainings more. They're pulling back one tiny millimeter at a time. And I think this is the worst option because it is a slow, painful death. And when the death finally occurs, the loss in the book of life is so much greater because of all the added defeat and discouragement that you accumulated in that dying, smoldering fire. So guys, when it comes to defeat and discouragement, which you will have, production solves everything. You have a choice. Put it out, put the fire out, or put more wood on that fire. It is not in our nature when we are doing something that feels painful to do more of it, but it is the solution. When you have a customer who ghosted you and who isn't returning your calls, the only solution is to quit real estate or to go get more customers, my friends. That's it. Remember, we've eliminated the smoldering fire. It's not an option. So if you don't want to quit, if you're not ready to call it quits, the only option you have is to get into production. Go do the things that you know you need to do, even if you don't know how, even if you don't think they're working, even if you feel like they are not for you, or you don't even know how you're doing it. In doing it, you learn how to do it better. The solution is in doing it. The way through it is through it. Oh, I'm getting so passionate because I've had to learn this one the hard way, and now it's ingrained in me. When I'm frustrated with something happening in my business, typically the solution is hiding in the thing I've been avoiding doing. So production solves everything. When a customer ghosts you, fires you, having another customer is the solution. Finding another. Production, putting fire, putting wood on the fire, building the fire to be burning so hot makes people that ghost you and fire you not that painful. You don't care quite as much that they aren't returning your calls because you've got someone lined up behind them. You've got commission checks lining up. That's just one example of how production solves everything. Usually leaning in to what you should be doing and what you should have been doing is the solution to the pain you're feeling. So don't hide from the things you should do. Don't hesitate. And we do that because our brain says stay safe. Doing that thing wasn't safe. It caused you this pain. Don't do more of that. It's the equivalent of putting your hand on the fire and getting burned. Don't put your hand back in the fire. Well, that's the opposite of how it works in this business. Go do more. Production solves everything. Give me one problem you have in real estate that the activities of production don't solve. Not to mention, when you get into productive action towards your business, when you take action, even when you don't feel like it, it will give you life. It will give you energy. And all it takes is one time showing your brain doing what you didn't want to do gave you energy. One time you show your brain, two times you show your brain, three times you show your brain, 10 times you show your brain and you're addicted. I don't know the science behind it. I'm guessing. I know it because that's what I've experienced. When you learn how to become a mental ninja that says, I want to crawl into a hole right now and lick my wounds and not come back out until it's fixed. That is human nature. But when you learn how to say, right now I want to do that, but I'm going to instead go to this training at the office and I'm going to talk to some people and I'm going to energize myself and then I'm going to make some calls. When you do that, you are training yourself to be a mental ninja. You are training your brain that you're not a toddler. You are a person who's in charge of your own brain and your own actions and your own emotions. Production solves everything. Any problem you have in real estate is solved by doing your job better and doing your job more. If you don't know how, find out how. Get on a podcast. Get on YouTube. Talk to your broker. Talk to your agent friends. Get on social media. Ask the questions. Do the things. Production solves everything. We have 10 affirmations lined up for you that support this game rule. Here they are. I stay focused on what matters most. I get paid in direct proportion to the energy with which I show up to my business. I will always find a way. Lead generation provides the energy my business depends on. I am a lead generation machine. I dominate the lead generation methods that I choose. I stay consistent with my daily prospecting efforts. I recognize that lead generation is my number one job in real estate. I am confident in my ability to meet new people and convert them into future business. Within me is everything I need. Game rule number four, production solves everything. You have a problem, you have a challenge, you have defeat or discouragement, get into the actions that will move your business forward and watch how your problems dissipate. Until next time, my friends, see you then.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out our library of great resources for you at GameChangerRealty.com.